listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
You know, often a person comes to my psychotherapy office and tells me about a problem they're having, and my first thought is, let's see, I remember having that issue. What did I learn about healing that issue when I went through it? It seems that many of us have problems like and ill health and other issues, and we work through the issue, and then we find ourselves turning around to help others with similar issues. My guest today has done that with health issues. She has had more illnesses, injuries, near-death experiences, and immune system challenges than 10 humans, yet is here to talk with us about 100% health. It seems she's been researching how to heal the human body and so has taken herself to the brink of death many times. Now she's writing, healing, and teaching others. Listen today as Julie Renee Doering shares what she has learned about your divine human blueprint. I know you're going to be amazed. Welcome to Full Power Living. We are dedicated to sharing the power and importance of human emotions. Who is Julie Renee Doering? Bernie Dorman, who's chairman and founder of CEO Space International, has called her the most extraordinary healer alive today. She's the founder and developer of a new spiritual science, the 100% Healthy Human Blueprint. Her unique gift of healing defines the energy science of cellular quantum mechanics. Julie Renee has dedicated her life to the betterment of humankind and the reawakening of humanity to the divine human blueprint. She also, interestingly, has both stage and film credits and is a harpist and a singer. You can find her on the web at miraculouslivingtoday.com and julierenee.com, Julie-Renee. So, Julie Renee, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you. It's so great to be here. I just so appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you.
It's delightful. you know, I was inspired as I was creating the program in my own mind. I was inspired by a statement you make in your book, The Divine Human, Your Divine Human Blueprint. You said at one point that you decided rather than serving God, you would be business partners with God. And yesterday morning, I woke up thinking about that, and I said, okay, if God were my business partner, what's the first question God would suggest that I ask you? So, this is what we got. The most important message that you're offering the world, and I want to put it out first, is that it's possible to heal completely, even when your body is sick or injured in terrible ways. And this is a different message than most Western medical doctors give. But the reason you know this is because you've healed yourself from illnesses that have been labeled terminal, and you've been able to help many, many others do the same. So I'd like you to comment on this statement.
Yeah, I love it. You're just so insightful. I just love what you're picking up on. And I really think that my mission and my purpose is to love as many people as possible, get them relaxed, and then help them let go of the old programming that makes them think that we are such wounded, damaged people that we have to age and grow old and die between 70 and 100. And so I think that the first step is to just love on a massive scale, listen to people's what they believe and help them let it go, and then get them into the possibility that 100% is possible, that you can grow back something, that we came with this amazing blueprint, this quantum field that surrounds us that allows us to regenerate. We have a reptilian brain. My God, if a lizard can grow back his tail, why can't we grow back a gland or organ or get our brain function to 100%?
And you actually have been able to do that, right?
I have. I have been able to do that for myself. My personal story, yes. I've grown back some things that were surgically removed. And it's so funny. I went in and saw the doctor 6 months after I made a decision. I was growing back my tonsils and adenoids. I thought that that would improve my immune system. And I hadn't had them since age 3. I went in and the doctor looked in my throat and he goes, "You can't do that." And I said, "Okay, but I did." Did the same thing with my vision. I went in at 46 and had improved my vision. I just had determined that I wasn't going to wear glasses. I wore glasses from age 18 to 46, stopped wearing glasses, had my vision checked. The eye doctor said, "That's not possible. Women your age never have improvements in their vision." And so he checked. He said, "Must have been a bad practitioner. Maybe I don't know who did this." He checked, and sure enough, he had done my vision exam the year before, and he said, "I must have just had a very bad day." He just couldn't believe that it could improve. It's like,
Well, I didn't do that specifically, but my son, when he was 11, broke both of his arms within 3.5 weeks of each other. And rather than have him regenerate, someone suggested that we use silica. And so I found a product that had vitamin D, calcium, and silica combined, and I gave it to him. And his arm, his second arm that he broke, he was supposed to be in the cast 5 or 6 weeks, and they removed it after 3.5. And I really chuckled with a lot of the stories in your book, because the doctor, you know, I took the product in, I showed it to him, I asked him beforehand if he thought it was faster than usual, and he still wouldn't believe it. You know, so.
There's such a strong, I wanted to just comment on that. There's such a strong group mind that for the people who are medical practitioners and they are part of like the AMA, they are so conditioned that it isn't possible. And then they filter it down to their patients that it's not possible. And so we get that group mind. But when you think about the doctors who say it can't be done, and then there's people who want to believe it can be done, but they have such a strong group mind influence. That's why I say it starts with love. You sort of first got to hear it. You've got to help people clear away what they know isn't true, that they don't have any possibility of regenerating. But you've got to clear away that group mind before it can really happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, the second vital thing that my partner God suggested we talk about is choice. That the thing that group mind doesn't allow is that we have choice about what happens to our body and the life we live in it. And in a lot of cases, we also have choice about whether we live or die. And a lot of people don't get that we have choice.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's so true. And when people hear, "Oh, you're dying," they mentally shift to, "Oh, okay, I'm dying." I mean, doctors often will tell people you're dying. If you have a belief that if somebody like a person in authority tells you you're dying, that's the end. Mm-hmm. It's a crazy thing, because it's not God telling you you're dying. It's not your body telling you. Your body is sick, obviously. Your body is breaking down. Something is really off and needs to be reshifted, readjusted, corrected. But we are radiant beings of light, and at any moment we can change, we can shift, we can reboot. We can say, "No, I'm not in agreement with dying. I'm not in agreement with that conversation. I'm going to bring myself back." Mm-hmm. So 5 times I was told, I had less than a week, and a couple times I actually died, and I was just, "No, I'm not going." Saw my life pass before me on one occasion and pushed myself back in my body. Another time, angel of death was over me, hovering over me, and said, "Okay, it's time to go." And I said, "Get thee behind me, Satan. I know you're not Satan. I know you're the angel of death, but I'm not going anywhere with you."
Yeah, that was interesting. My sister, I had a sister 22 months older than me, was always a fighter all of her life. And then in 2004, she got ovarian cancer. And she came and spent the last 7 months of her life with me here in my home. And I was kind of frustrated, because it seemed that this woman who had fought all of her life just accepted the statistics and the statements, the group mind, as you're talking about, and she made a steady march downhill and died in March of 2005.
Yeah.
And that just seemed really sad.
It's so upsetting, and it happens all the time. And I'm so sorry to hear that. I think if people don't have the possibility that they're in charge, it's written. It's like it's written. It's written in blood or whatever. Their blood is like they're done. If they read my books, if they hear me talk or hear you talk, they're going to know that it's possible. It's possible to continue on even when you're profoundly ill.
Okay, but it means that we've got to take responsibility and we have to use our own will. Talk about that for a minute.
Yeah, you know, this is really important. It's that when you take full responsibility, when you are the creator and designer of your life and your destiny and what is around you and what's happening inside you, and you say to circumstances that, okay, things have gotten pretty far off of where they should be, I'm not in agreement to this and I'm going to figure it out, that you have to have some kind of a reason or some kind of passion involved to actually get that table to turn. Now, what my big theme now is, let's keep everybody's brain at 100% and keep everybody's body working awesome so that they don't have to degenerate and we don't have to do these life-saving things. Let's be in tune with what's going on from the inside out. Let's be in more harmony with ourselves. And, you know, from my condition, I was exposed to atomic radiation. What I've been doing in the last few years, in addition to regenerating my cells, is I've been doing flushes, liver flushes and cleanses and things that clean out the toxins, the poisons that were left in my body from the radiation poisoning. So I'm on this mission to let's see how young I can grow. And, you know, that's a whole different mindset than surviving. And what do I have to medicate to get over this pain? Or, you know, what do I – it's a very, very different mindset of how young can I get.
That's really great. Something you don't know about me is that I'm 71 years old. And I was inspired a number of years ago by an article that was in an online was a magazine in an airplane when I was taking a trip about setting your age thermometer. And I was close to 40 at the time, and I decided to set middle age at 60. So at this point, I'm in incredibly good health. I haven't had an antibiotic in 35 years. I intend to keep going. And reading your book, I'm even more inspired to keep going because I have a lot of work to do. You know, there are things I want to do to help human beings. And so I think that meets the criteria you're just talking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I love that you're doing that.
Yeah. Well, it annoyed me that people would just go, well, I'm this old. In fact, when I married my husband 15 years ago, he would go, well, us old folks. And I'd say, speak for yourself. That's not me, you know. You were talking about group mind. You talk about memes and miasms in your book. And I wanted to just share this with you. In 2006, I interviewed Dr. Becca Levy, who's a Yale professor. And she did research, I think it would qualify as a meme, that so many of us hold as we age that we lose our memory. And she set up an experiment of flashing a sequence of faces on a screen, and she went to three cultures. She went to the Chinese culture, she went to the deaf community, and she went to the culture of Boston, Massachusetts. And she chose Chinese and deaf community because they revere older people, and also because she thought us hearing, you lose your memory when you get older, you lose your memory, was, you know, affecting people. So what she found was that in the Chinese community, people she experimented with who were 65 and older had no statistical difference in their memory with people 25 and younger. In the deaf community, there was a 2% difference. And in the community in Boston, Massachusetts, it was a much bigger, I don't remember the exact, it was like 35% difference.
Doesn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Doesn't surprise me. I mean, the conversations and the, oh, I'm getting forgetful. And, you know, I think this is like a perfect segue to just say even, you know, there's something where we're doing something that's just not listening to our body. We're dehydrating ourselves. I've got two bottles of water in front of me while I'm talking to you because I'm in Phoenix and it's dry here. I'm just like, I'm drinking twice as much water as I normally do. But, you know, what we really need to be doing is keeping our brain hydrated. Our brain does not have a bladder. There is no storage capacity for water up there. So you need 4 ounces every half an hour. If you're only 1% dehydrated, you're losing 5% of your cognitive function. But most Americans are more than 50% dehydrated. They're drinking 36 ounces of water a day, and they're losing 80 ounces of water a day. And so if you think about being 50% dehydrated, you're frying out your brain, and you're short-circuiting your circuits, your neurotransmitters, your nervous system, your metabolism, and your hormones. They all depend on regular water going into the system. And it's such a simple and easy thing to do, and people forget it. And I don't know. Our crazy, stressed-out culture, this is just something that would naturally be part of an organic culture, perhaps like the aging Chinese, drinking mm-hmm. their herbal teas and their water.
Hmm. That's interesting. I think about a year ago, I met a woman hiking on a trail near my home who was being very careful because she was an older woman, probably in her late 60s, I think. I'll call her older by our standards. And she had gotten dehydrated to the point where she had fallen in her home, and she broke her neck falling on her kitchen counter.
Hmm.
And I've heard more and more of those kinds of things where people really do not realize how dehydrated they are. So I'm really glad you brought that up.
Mm-hmm. It's epidemic, really. I think when I really look across the board, and it's funny because I work with media people. You know, I've got a PR agent and a publicity coach. And my publicity coach, I was giving him these facts, saying these are some of the facts I use on the shows I'm on. And he goes, "Oh, I think I'm doing a good job getting 16 ounces of water a day." He carries this little bottle around with him all day, and he drinks 16 ounces of water. I'm like, "Oh my God, man, you're just short circuiting everything." And when you think about it, without the water, the neurotransmitters can't make their connections. And I also think in our culture, people, as they age, maybe their bladder doesn't work as well, and then they stop drinking, and then they have dementia faster, or they lose a lot of cognitive function. And it's just all about the neurotransmitters are no longer having the juice, the water that it needs to make the connections, and memory connections don't work anymore. And then we see metabolism really being strained in the 60s and 70s and 80s, where people really have such a difficult time losing weight, and it's about the water they're drinking. They're not drinking enough water.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, my husband was having difficulties with his alimentary canal, and he was ready to take, laxatives and this and that and the other. And I said, "Please, please don't do that to yourself. Let me make your breakfast for you every day. And let's try working with food." And I gave him oatmeal with rye flakes and lots of fluids and that sort of thing. And it straightened right out. But part of the issue in this culture is that people say, "Oh, I'm busy. Just give me a pill. Let's fix it." And it doesn't really fix it. It can, in fact, make it worse.
Most of the time it makes it worse. When you think about all the side effects with the pills, and that a lot of those pills actually damage the DNA or damage the cellular structure, put toxins, slow down the liver function, slow down the kidney function, at the very best slow things down, but at the worst actually really age you faster. And so for years and years and years, people have been using ibuprofen and whatever Percocets and whatever else they've been using, nerve pills, whatever, antihistamines and decongestants. And you think about all these things and the effect on the cellular body and how it's breaking the structure of the cellular body down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such an advocate for if you need something, go to a homeopath, go to an herbalist. It's only at the very, very last moment, if you've gotten like a rampant infection and you need a quick fix, you can do a broad spectrum antibiotic for a day. You know, don't do it for 10 days. And then have somebody regenerate, because the more medication you put in your body, the more you're altering and preventing your ability, preventing your natural, organic body, the ability to regenerate itself. Because you're changing your DNA, you're changing your cellular structure. And you know it. When you look at those disclaimers on the drugs and go on and on and on and on and on, that means that your DNA is changing. That means that your cellular structure is changing.
Wow. I didn't think of it that way, but when I hear that, I just go, gosh, I think I'll just keep the disease, thank you very much, or the problem.
Yeah. Well, and you don't, you know, I do teach how to, in my training programs, I teach people how to remove infections. And, I mean, we're talking to radio people, so I'm really just giving the very best advice I can get to the whole general population. You know, there are natural things that you can do to remove. I know there's herbs and oils that take infections out of the body too. So there's very many choices other than taking a drug.
Yes, I swear by golden seal powder myself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so wow, this is really fascinating to me. We're up to our first break. So let me ask you who are listening, if you were offered the opportunity to heal completely, to rid yourself of all aches and pains or hereditary weaknesses, current illnesses, or even disability, would you accept it? Some people don't. Find out more about this from your Divine Human Blueprint author, Julie Renee Doering, when we return. You're listening to Full Power Living. We'll be right back. Do you know that emotionally, children form the foundation for their life during their first 7 years? Most adults just repeat that early emotional learning, good or bad, over and over for the rest of their lives. If you want to give your child an opportunity to live an emotionally masterful life, then join me, Eileen Dillon, also known as the Emotional Pro, for a free one-hour teleseminar on what it takes for your child to become an emotional master. You'll discover important things like what emotions are designed to do for us, four things it's vital for parents to tell their children about emotions, and the single most important thing to do when someone is feeling emotion. Register now at RaiseIncredibleKids.com. The time has come for us to allow emotions their rightful place in our lives as the tools and helpers they're created to be. Find out what you need to know in order to give this vital information to your children so they can live emotionally masterful lives. Go now to RaiseIncredibleKids.com for your free Emotional Mastery Teleseminar. Welcome back to Full Power Living. I have a few announcements. On our next show, we have a delightful treat for you. 11-year-old Vivian Haar, who has raised over $100,000 to fight child slavery in the world by selling lemonade, is interviewed by the 38 third-grade students from Maryhill School in Sacramento. Vivian will be talking about how she's been effective in raising so much money and her hopes for ending child slavery in the world by the time she's 20. Be prepared to be charmed. That's Thursday, May 1st at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. I urge you not to miss this delightful event. Be sure to tell your friends and family about Full Power Living. We have the opportunity in our one-hour format to dive deeply into topics that are vitally important to you and to our world, such as today's show on your Divine Human Blueprint. You can subscribe to this series on iTunes and listen to our archives on emotionalpro.com and on blogtalkradio.com/FPL for Full Power Living. And when you do, you're helping us with our mission of sharing with the world the importance and amazing transformative power of human emotions. So today I've been talking with Julie Renee Doering, who's author of Your Divine Human Blueprint. And we've already mentioned that you've used what you've learned on yourself. And I wanted to ask you if you would just briefly go through the challenges that you have had to your health, Julie. I know there are many. So that people will get an idea. I mean, you are vibrant and well and working hard and helping others and healing others. and using your energy. What have you gone through up to this point in terms of health challenges?
Oh, my gosh. Just more than we could do in a short hour show.
Okay, just a brief
list. I had a really wonderful Sufi world leader say, I really want to witness you. I want to ask you about your health, and I want you to tell me about it until we've heard everything. And it was over 3 hours that he interviewed me on all the things I've been through with my health. But, like an overview, 17 surgeries, multiple cancers, 5 near-death experiences, a year in a wheelchair. I had excruciating, unbearable pain. I had a kind of a version of fibromyalgia, but the worst you can imagine. I had something called mycoplasms that ate away the inside of my cells. All of my cells had missing nucleus, so the body was in full blast pain every minute of every day. Digestive heart issues, lung issues, everything that you can imagine. And look at me. So I really had to come up with a way, because I knew I was here for a specific purpose. I knew that my mission was something related to why I was so ill. I actually really feel now so strongly that I agreed with the divine, with my creator, that I would go through this extraordinarily difficult life so that I could have the momentum, the impetus, the compassion, the power, the love, and the capability to make such a difference, a resounding difference across the globe, and that no one could refute the facts that, yes, it was a fact, I died. Yes, I had all these terrible things that are medically documented. And here I am now, healthy and vibrant. I was sitting next to a 24-year-old young Japanese man yesterday at lunch, and he goes, oh, my God, your world experience, but you look so young. I mean, he was guessing me around 30.
Wow.
And my birthday yesterday, I was 57.
Happy
and
birthday.
This, thank you. And this young gentleman was like, oh, my God, I want to buy all your books. I want to know how you're doing this.
Uh-huh.
And it's like the proof's in the pudding, I mean, I think that that I'm implementing and I'm transforming myself. I'm helping other people transform themselves. We're actually meant to have this knowledge. And the reason I'm doing so much media right now is that I wanted to go global. When we get a group mind that says this is possible, there's maybe 1,000 minds or 10,000 minds are all in agreement that this is possible. The whole earth shifts. And we now have a new meme, and it's a healthy one. It's a meme that says we can grow younger. We can be healthy. We can be 100%.
You're going to be mobbed by some people that just are desperate to stay younger when this word gets out, too. I'm glad you've learned to take care of yourself. You spend a lot of time working on yourself. Thank you for sharing that. And essentially, that's where you got the idea of our divine human blueprint. And so this is another one of those questions. Can you give us an abbreviated form of what your divine human blueprint is?
Yes, I can. the blueprint is, I define it in this word PEMER, perception, which is the field of words and thought forms and everything to do with the programs that inform our physical body how we're going to respond to everything. So that's the field of perception. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Before there was spirit, before there was body, there were words. So that's the first thing. Then there is essence, and essence I define as spirit, soul, and life force. Spirit being that eternal light that comes with us, that has our information. Soul being the protective chalice that contains the spirit and allows the light to continue bright. And then the life force is the force that informs our body, that our spirit is inhabiting it, that we are strong and powerful and capable. And one of the things that happens, by the way, is that as you age, your life force goes down, your connection with your body goes down as you start letting go of your body. So one of the things that people as they're aging can do is to keep their life force up at 100%. You're going to have a better relationship with your body. Your cellular, muscular, energetic body is going to function a whole lot better. And then we have matter. So that's where we're into PEM, matter, everything physical, the cellular body, the bones, the fluid, the brain, the everything in the physical body. And then the physical body actually informs the energetic body. So where we get the information to grow our chakras, our aura, our meridians, that actually comes from our DNA. Our DNA, we have a spiritual programmed DNA that programs our energetic body. And so over from the time we're born, we share our energetic body, our chakras, our aura, and all that wonderful stuff, the halo, the human access portal. We share all that with our mother until we're born. And when we take that first breath of life and our spirit inhabits the body, we begin to grow our own energetic body. And you can see when the change happens, when it finally is mature at age 7. You'll have a child looking like a baby, a little baby, a little kid at 6, and something happens and they look like a little adult at 7 to something that's almost like overnight. And that's the energetic body coming into maturity. And when the energetic body comes into maturity, we see it on a physical level. And then we have the realms. And the realms are the things that support the physical body and the spiritual body in having this amazing experience and living hundreds of years in the realm of genesis, embodiment, quantum, and amplification. And that's the human blueprint.
Woo! I could never spend another 3 or 4 hours taking each one of those things apart, too. But, oh, wow, so that's what you were discovering as you were going through all of this. That's amazing. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you're really curious about the overview of the human blueprint, that's in the 100% You formula. So that overview of, like, the parts of it, the details are in your divine human blueprint, but the overview, which I just described, and they're both completely separate. There's no repeat information. The 100% You formula is the one that really goes into PEMER.
Okay, and that's a book. And
that's
people,
a book. Yeah.
People can get that from your julierenee.com site, correct?
Absolutely, they can get it there or on Amazon, either one. And I have that particular book, it's a smaller book, so I actually created it as an audio. I know a lot of people like to listen to my voice. And I did the recordings and put some harp music in it, so it's really lovely.
Oh,
you can get it, yeah.
Your own harp music, huh? That's cool.
I'm a harpist, yeah.
That's really nice. While we're on this, since we were talking about your website, you offer healing workshops. You offer VIP healing days when a person comes to your home and receives your help. And as I understand from talking with you previously, that's really like a 3-month commitment so that you can heal people all the way and they don't have to come back. And then you have your books, and in your Divine Human Blueprint, you actually give the protocols. This is what you do first, this is what you do second, this is what you do third to heal this or grow this or change that. And so I just really want to emphasize how much material, how much help there is for people who would like to do this who may not be able to get to you in person. Is there anything you'd like to add to this?
Yes, and thank you for calling attention to that. So I am super, super excited about the home study programs. We've got a wealth program, a beauty program that reverses aging in 60 days. You meditate a half an hour a day. There's 15 meditations. It's on a calendar, so you follow the calendar. I have just come out with, about 4 months ago, a program called Activate Masters Program, and it really teaches you in 9 modules with video training, how to access the quantum field to start changing perception, the things that are informing you to be successful or not. So that's a very economical program to get into, and we're just putting one up on the website. It should be up in a day or two. Actually, the program's in, and we're working on the sales page right now. And it's your quantum healing secrets. And it's a 9-part series that gives you how to alter DNA, how to improve your hormones, how to do the DNA stem cell regeneration, regenerate the glands of the brain, how to deal with the pain body. It's very, very comprehensive, and it's going to be $197. I mean, you're going to get like a PhD of information between that and the books. If you just get that one and the books, I mean, it's going to be incredible for you. And my commitment is to bring this information in really economical ways to you. There's also 27 meditations and mini trainings that are only $29.97 on the site. So if you want to, like, look up a very specific subject, for example, I have people come and they're really stuck, and they feel like their health issues are related to poor relationships with people, and they just can't get over it. There's something in I've got six meditations and CDs that are very specific on how to clear and let go of karma, cords, contracts, agreements, how to regenerate the love glands, the heart, and the pancreas. Very specific related to problems in health related to relationships and problems in your life related to relationships. And those are all extremely accessible and easy to follow.
That's great. Thank you. You know, we recently featured Dr. and Master Shah on this program. You probably know who he is. He offers energy healing based on the Chinese system of medicine and chanting. And he suggested forgiving your ancestors. And as I read your Divine Human Blueprint, I heard you suggesting that you heal your timeline and you work with your DNA, which sounds a lot like healing your forgiving and healing your ancestors as well. What's the purpose in your work of doing this?
You know, I love that you asked that question, and it's so relevant. I was sitting with one of my my tech team yesterday over dinner. We were having this conversation, and she had this whole conversation about how she was kind of demonizing some of her family members. And she was, like, really feeling isolated and alone. And I said, look, you cannot do that and have people in your life that can take the place of your family members. The more you get into rightness and right being, and it starts out, it looks like forgiveness, but when you get into that they didn't do anything wrong, that you co-created it and that you can uncreate it as easily, you can just keep your mind on everything happened perfectly in divine right order. It created me to be the person I am today. You amplify your power massively. There is nothing wrong. But if you align with there's something wrong, then you're going to keep creating something wrong around you. And if you align with everything is right, like I talked about earlier in the conversation, where I decided that everything that had happened to me, even the car that ran over me and to the man who assaulted me brutally, and all of that was in divine order to make me the most compassionate, powerful being on the planet. Like I get that I know that I wield the power of creation and regeneration in a way that I don't know many humans or any humans. I personally don't know of anybody else who does at the level I do with the confidence that I do and can guarantee it. I don't know that. But that's because I'm not holding anybody hostage saying there's my ancestor did it wrong. I'm appreciating. When I went in to change my DNA around this fat structure with my father's family, were all very chubby German-Russian people. And I went in and I changed the DNA, and I could see on a spirit level in my mind's eye four or five family members coming in and saying, no, don't do that. And I asked them why. And they said, oh, because if you get typhoid, you need the fat to keep you alive.
Ah.
And I like, oh, okay, so thank you so much. I have this new information. I'd like permission, and I so appreciate this. I'd love for you to keep watching in on me, and you can see what I'm doing, but I am going to change it. And because I was honoring and respectful of the spirits that showed up, they're like, oh, okay, let's watch it. I feel like they look down on me all the time because I'm like the leader in the family. It's so funny. I had like spirits people who have passed away who I didn't meet, who are like third and fourth cousins, come to my house when they were passing away to meet me.
So wow.
Like, as a spirit, come into the house. I'm like, who are you? I'm your fourth cousin. So
wow.
So when you really, like, you know, you embrace that there's nothing wrong, and you say, wow, this makes me the powerhouse that I am. This makes me the loving being. I was telling this gal last night, you know, the toughness, the difficulties that I went through, allow me to be with a woman who's in her last day of life and she has colon cancer, and I could sit and love her. She's spitting out blood and just covered with caked blood, and I could just sing to her, sing scriptures and hymns to her, and wash her and bathe her from head to toe when none of her family members could be in the room because it was just too hard. And I'm like, I don't have that filter because I went through tough stuff and I know what it's like, and I can just stay in my love. There's nothing wrong. I can just stand there with her and make that last few hours be a beautiful experience for her.
Oh, that's so wonderful. Yeah, I was sexually molested by a close relative, and when I learned something about past lives, I determined that I was going to forgive. And when that person passed away, I attended his funeral, and a relative of mine, a woman relative, said, "You're not crying. What's the matter? Are you just being a therapist?" And I went, "No, I'm finished. There's no reason to cry."
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
it's so freeing. It's so wonderful also. I really relate to what you're saying. That's so fantastic. Gosh, I hope a lot of people listen and are inspired to hear what you're saying, because it's so wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I work with emotions. And in your Divine Human Blueprint, you talk about thoughts being more powerful than emotions. Can you clarify that?
Yes, they both have triggers, and it's just that what I'm going to say is there's a massive amount of thoughts and thought forms that inform us on how we're going to behave, and I think that aligning your emotions and your thoughts are very important. But if you're talking, and this might not come from your emotional body, and you're saying this is the way it always is. For example, one of my relatives was telling me that, "Oh, you're young, you can still wear those cute clothes, but, you know, when you get old, it's not fun anymore, and when you get to be, you know, whatever." And I get this program from this senior relative who I love, you know, really love, and I just shut it down. I just, like, I don't argue with her. It's her experience. But it's not mine. My experience is that as I get older, I'm going to be in these darling clothes that I'm in now, you know, because she'll keep, like, I'm 3 years from 60. I mean, I'm not a kid anymore. But somehow, in her mind, she's like, and keeps wanting to inform me that I'm going to get old. And I don't go for that information. But those, if you think about all the programs that you hear all day long, and you love those people, who are programming you, and or you have some emotional interaction with them, or you respect them because they're business leaders and they're telling you over and over and again. Those are their programs, but you can adopt them. And when I start clearing people's field of perception, they have millions, 7 million thought forms that won't let them grow younger. Seven million that I'll clear out. And, you know, okay, so that's where all that mental, that's where the word comes in. Now, you want to, what do say, and it is emotional or it's spiritual, and it depends for people, but I think it's kind of the one and the same in a way, is you need to get yourself in a blissed out, happy space to do the regeneration. You can't do it when you're down and dirty. It's not a mindset. It's from spirit. It's from the divine. Understand that you're accessing your quantum field. The reason that the halo only shows up on enlightened masters, when you see the paintings, it's always the enlightened saints and sages that have the halo. Why that is because it really isn't visible until you reach that phase of 700, that enlightened master phase. That's when you begin to see the halo. But we all have it, and it lays dormant, and we have to dust it off. If you can get yourself into the state of unconditional love, you can have access to that halo, which is part of your quantum field. And that's what I teach people is, you know, you just need to get yourself into this place where you're one with God, or you're happy, or you're blissed out, or you're in this incredible gratitude, like, for everything. And I don't know, I'm at an event, and I am just, like, blown away. And every time I'm like, "Oh, my God, thank you," something else comes at me. So I've been booked in Jamaica, and I'm booked on a stage that I've been trying to get booked on for years. And I got booked on 2 more radio shows and a tele summit, and John Assaraf people were here and booked me, and I'm going to be on MSNBN. All this stuff.
Wow.
You see, I'm getting on there in an hour. I mean, like, all this stuff in a 2-day period. It's funny, I say my birthday is like, you know, it's like I'm in Las Vegas and I've got just cherries coming up. But it's the gratitude and the possibility that, you know, you're going to get your work out in the world. I got a new VIP client. The list goes on and on and on, and I've literally been here 2.5 days and gotten about a year's worth of media and stages and publicity. You know, like, it's just been so amazing to just stay in that gratitude and that joy and that kind of giggly internal space where it's all coming together. Now, I know that some of your listeners are going to go, "How do you get there? What if you're not having the best moment?" And you just keep with gratitude. people get so serious, there's nothing to be grateful for. And honestly, there's something to be grateful for in everything, good, bad, and otherwise. You find something that you can be grateful for and build on it. Notice how more and more comes to you.
Mm, that's so true. I once belonged to the Spiritualist Church in San Anselmo, California, and Richard Goodwin, who ran it, said, gratitude is the law of increase. When you're grateful for the crumbs, the loaves will follow.
Oh, my God, that's exactly what I've been experiencing the last few days. I'm just like, I am just a giggle. I mean, like, oh, my God, I can't even write down all the things that I, like, a JV partner wants to market all my programs in the, what? You know, it keeps going.
Oh, great. Well, you know what strikes me, and let me just check this with you. What strikes me is not only can we do this as ordinary human beings, but the times are right now for this kind of connection process to go on for everybody if we just open to it.
Yes. I love that you know that. You're so wise. We're in an age and an era change. And we've been in an old patriarchal system for many, many years. And that system started turning over in 1976. And we're kind of smack dab in the middle. It usually takes about 90 years for the age change. But you're noticing all the patriarchal systems are falling apart. And what we're in now is the age of androgyny. And it's not just the androgyny of people, like you notice men and women are dressing more alike and all of that stuff. We are having kind of similar jobs. But it's also the age of androgyny where we have heavenly knowledge on a physical plane and that we are creator God, goddesses on the planet, that there isn't a separation from the divine knowledge and who we are now. And so that we have this access, and it's in the simplest, I'm going to say God laws, but you know, when you know that gratitude fuels amplification, you stay in gratitude and you amplify, and you amplify in the most beautiful ways.
Mm, that's really great.
Yeah, and so we're in this magical time, and I love watching all the patriots. I mean, people have been a little stressed out the last 10 years about all these systems collapsing, but it means that it's making room for this better way of being.
Amen. Very few people seem to recognize that. When I've talked with people, they go, oh, this is terrible, it's falling apart. And I go, no, it's wonderful.
You're
this is what
so
has
smart.
To happen before we can get something new in here.
Oh, my gosh. You know it. You're just right on track. You are a wise woman.
Thank you. Let me take a quick break here. My guest today is speaker, master healer, and author of Your Divine Human Blueprint, Julie Renee Doering. And after this break, I'm going to ask her something about whether it would be possible for you to live hundreds of years. You're listening to Full Power Living.
Eileen Dillon is a certified senior life mentor with Accessing Universal Intelligence. She's available to conduct mentoring sessions with you to help you understand, change, and evolve using the advice of your own higher self. You can be anywhere in the world. Sessions are conducted through Skype. For more information about these life mentoring sessions, fees, and how to register, go to www.emotionalpro.com and click on the mentoring link at the top. Get personally tailored assistance with your toughest life questions. Visit mentoring@emotionalpro.com today.
Julie Renee Doering is my guest today. We're talking about your divine human blueprint. And Julie, before we end the show, I want you to tell us the story of your brother, Marty. I can't tell you how many times I read that to people when I was reading your book.
Oh, my gosh. My brother, Marty, was in a terrible, horrible accident. And he actually was dead on arrival. Every bone in his body was broken, and his head was run over by a car. And He was in all the proper garb. He was on a motorcycle, so he had all the leathers and gloves and a helmet. So he was held in, just smashed to pieces, but held in by his leathers. And they revived him and rebuilt him. and he lived. And he lived in unbearable, miserable pain and miserable confusion. And for a successful fellow, he could no longer work, and he spent his life on a sofa in the dark because he couldn't separate sounds. And he was in unbearable. He had wires coming out of his back. They had put wires into his spine to do this electric thing that didn't work. And he had been on every drug and every medication, and he'd had surgery after surgery and putting poles in where bones were no longer there, you know, like metal titanium.
Rods, yeah.
And after 8 years, and I stood with him, you know, but, you know, I'm a sister, so I just would call him. I would love him up. There was a point where he was suicidal, and I just kept loving him up. I called him every day. I talked to him for a few hours, and I can help you. I can help you. Finally, one day, the day came, and he said, I'm done with Western medicine. They can't help me. I'm ready for you to help me. And I was so overjoyed, and he came out to spend a couple weeks with me and literally came into one of my miraculous healing weekends. He was there at the Institute of Noetic Science when I was doing an event for all the PhDs, stem cell researchers and psychiatrists and medical doctors and biblical scholars. We had this big brain community, and that was his first experience coming in. And I regenerated his brain, and I regenerated his body. But the brain was the big factor for him. And he came back for a second weekend. That was how he had come into this work. And his life dramatically changed, unbelievably. And the first few days, he didn't wake up. My brother went to sleep, and he slept for 72 hours. He got up to pee, take a drink of water, and he kept sleeping. And he slept, and he slept, and he slept, and he slept. And he'd tell me, and I wasn't particularly worried because the cells were growing back, and I knew that we were up to something really big. Normally people are a little sleepy, but this was sleeping straight through. He would tell me, there's all these lights going on in my head. It's like I can feel all these tunnels opening up. And he had like sensations of all the fireworks going off in his head while he was sleeping, and he loved the feeling. It was this like amazing feeling for him. And he was going for all he could get. And over the week, his brain regenerated. And what I do is I mentor people so that they get the use up. So his brain was going up to 100%, and we got him to use his brain. So he was reading physics books, and he started working. And he became the director of charities at the Methodist Hospital in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. And what's so amazing is here's this man who had to be alone in the dark, couldn't be around people, now was running these charity events. Mm-hmm. And he won Volunteer of the Year out of 3,000 people. He was voted Volunteer of the Year.
Wow.
He is the happiest man you would ever meet.
And I can imagine.
And he loves his sister.
Yeah, well, I read that story from your Divine Human Blueprint to my daughter, who about 2.5 years ago fell down a set of very hard oak stairs and crushed her ankle. And she's in her early 40s and you know, laments to me, Mom, I can't hike, I can't run, I can't. And one of the things you said in the book was that he went off hiking and for days at a time, miles after his healing, which was just so inspiring.
Yes. Yeah, it's all possible. And as a matter of fact, to just reassure people who have had bone structure problems, bones are the easiest thing to regenerate. So just put your mind at ease and know that it's possible and that it's the easiest. It's much easier than the nervous system, or it's much easier than some of the other things that we do. Bones are the easiest.
Wow, that's good to know. I'm going to send her a copy of the show. Okay, so a couple of things. I was going to tell you this. I heard a TED lecture recently in which the speaker, who was a former professor, said that professors are aware of their bodies only as a vehicle for moving their head around. And I liked that. But also, I mean, it's a funny thought, but in many ways, too many of us are relating to our bodies that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And I think it takes a discipline for a while to remember that you are a spirit in your body. Mm-hmm. I write about in the human, your Divine Human Blueprint, I write about autism, and that's the least related to the body. So you're actually just really human animal is moving around and you're using some of the brain mechanisms is basically what you're doing. And so we have this human animal that can't exist without spirit, so you wouldn't be awake if you didn't have a spirit in the body. But that we get so far removed from our body doesn't allow the body to stay in its vibrancy. Full enlightenment is fully embodying, fully being embodied, fully using your body. That's full enlightenment. And that, and being fully awake. So you're fully spirit, fully embodied. People go off to India and they meditate and they have this spiritual awakening. Well, that's all very fine and good, but that is not full human enlightenment. Full human enlightenment is being a spirit in your body, having the pleasure field become your body and become part of one with everything. I think I was doing a little bit too many of the quantum activations, and people would tell me, I slowed that down a little bit, but people would say they could just see right through my physical body. They could see the chair behind me, so I had become kind of a shadow. And what we don't realize is that when spirit and body unite in this amazing way, that there's a possibility beyond what we can imagine for both creation and for the quality of life that we live and for how we generate everything around us, what we bring into us, what we share with others, and what our experience, how we elevate ourselves and advance ourselves on our own spiritual journey.
You know, I recently had, I was inspired to think, I'll put it that way, that this is a big part of the transition we human beings are making right now to fully realize that we are souls or spirit occupying a human body, and to walk on the earth knowing both of these things simultaneously, and that I'm in a generation where we're making this transition. I could see that in a couple of generations nobody needs to talk about it because everybody will accept it. It'll be part of the group mind by that point. Mm-hmm. But that's part of what we're doing right now, I think.
Yes.
So you mentioned a while ago about living hundreds of years like in the Bible. I know you talk about that in your Divine Human Blueprint. You believe that's possible, that people could live for hundreds of years?
Yeah, I know it's possible. I know we were meant to live hundreds of years. And I look at people in our era, it'll be great to reverse enough of the thought forms so that they can live to 140 and 150 years. But the children coming in, I have this plan for the children coming in. In about 3 years, I'll be working on films that are geared towards children, like some of the popular Golden Compass and Harry Potter films that had fantasy. But I'm going to take all of what's true about the human blueprint, and we're going to put this into like this wonderful adventure about a little girl who survives the bomb, and maybe do a three-part series and hopefully go global with it, where there it's actually like a training, but it's in this entertainment that is the kids like so much, where they learn that they can regenerate themselves, they learn how to do the quantum field pump, they learn it's like I can just see a global shift, and the children can live hundreds and hundreds of years, where the adults who have been taking the medications and doing all the things the way that they understood it, we might be able to reverse their aging for 50 or 60 or 70 years. With the children, if they don't have all that group mind affecting them, they may be able to live 700, 800, 900 years. This
That's
is my
great.
Vision. This is my vision for the future.
Well, I want you to stay in contact with me. I've been doing work with a group called Accessing Universal Intelligence, where we're helping children and the parents of children to access their higher selves and work directly with their higher self. So sounds like we're all doing things like this. So, sadly, I need to stop this conversation. I have to tell you, it's fascinating to me. Your work is simultaneously amazing, miraculous, unbelievable, powerful, practical, and as you were talking about, it's such an ongoing act of love. So I really want to thank you for what you do, Julie Renee. It's just amazing.
It's It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
Great. So we've been talking about thoughts from Julie Renee Doering's book, Your Divine Human Blueprint, and remember that she has another book, The 100% You Formula, also. Her websites are miraculouslivingtoday.com and julierenee.com. And Miraculous Living Today is a lot about autoimmune issues, so I urge you to look at that.
That's
go ahead.
A free gift. I would just encourage your listeners that that site we set up so that people could just pop in and get a free gift on healing stress and fatigue, and it really does teach you how to regenerate your adrenals. It's a wonderful free gift.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so remember that's miraculouslivingtoday.com. So, Julie Renee, thank you so much for being with me today on Full Power Living.
Thank you.
All right. Join me again next week when the third grade students from Mrs. Robinson's and Ms. McLean's class at Mary Hill School in Sacramento interview 11-year-old Vivian Haar, who has raised and donated over $100,000 to end child slavery in the world. This is a really special show. Do join us. Kids today are amazing, and they may be around a long time, as Julie Renee has just been telling us, so listen up. Thank you, Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media, for your dedicated service as our Full Power Living producer. And for now, I'm Eileen Dillon reminding you, pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.